care of the teeth and gums following placement of crowns. Your child received crowns on their teeth today. Please follow these instructions in order for the teeth and gums to quickly return to normal and your child to have a more pleasant recovery experience. Oral hygiene. The gum surrounding the teeth where the crowns were placed will be red and slightly irritated for 4-5 days following the appointment. Excellent oral hygiene is imperative around these teeth in order for the gums to return to normal. Although the gums will be sensitive, it is very important to brush these areas with a toothbrush. Clean gums heal much more quickly than gums that are not clean. Some bleeding around the gums can be expected for the first few days until the gums can heal. However, gums that are not cleaned properly will bleed and be sensitive far longer than the first few days. Therefore, proper toothbrushing around these gums is critical, especially the first 4-5 days following the appointment. Glyoxide ointment can be used as a cleansing agent. This can be purchased without a prescription at the pharmacy. Glyoxide can be applied to the gums with a washcloth or a Q-tip. It can be applied as often as you wish. Glyoxide application should be used together with proper toothbrushing. Warm saltwater rinses can be used to help the gums return to normal. These rinses can be used 2-3 times daily. Discomfort. Mild discomfort may be expected once the numbness wears off. In addition, the teeth receiving the crowns may be a bit sensitive for 1-2 weeks after crown placement. In both instances, it is okay to give the child Tylenol or Motrin as directed by the age and or weight of the child. Eating. Please do not allow your child to chew until the numbness wears off. We recommend that you feed your child a milkshake or fruit juice as soon as you leave the office. Once the numbness wears off, it is okay for your child to return to a normal diet. In some cases, a soft diet is more tolerated for the first few meals. Quite frequently, for the first few days following crown placement, the child will complain that it feels different when they bite. This is normal until the bite adapts to the new crown. Some children do not want to bite on their new crowns. Please reassure your child that it is okay to chew on the new crowns and encourage them to eat. If your child received cosmetic crowns on the front teeth, please remember that these crowns can fracture easily if care is not taken with them. Please do not allow your child to bite hard foods with these teeth. Please do not hesitate to call the office if you have any questions. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to provide quality dental care to your child.